Time for our weekly chat with Flo Tess, your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her lighting up the television for KEZI Sports. That's channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity system. Catch up online, KEZI.com. Follow along on Twitter, the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, a most delightful Friday to you. How are things?
Yeah, Steve, everyone's just in a phenomenal mood. Spring finally shows up 2 months late. It's sunny, there's softball, there's track. I don't think you can complain about much.
I'm not complaining, not that anyone would listen. I would like to start with where you are, OSAA State Track and Field, taking place again here at Hayward, started yesterday. On your Twitter feed, you got a chance to meet one of the participants from Sayous Law. I know it's going to be one of your features, but what can you kind of give us a hint or preview about this incredibly unique young guy?
Yeah, no, there's an awesome junior over at Sayous Law High School. His name is Josh Payne. He's competing in two events today. It's the Para 100 and 400. So he is in a wheelchair. He was born with spina bifida, which he jokes he's not very good at explaining, but he knows that he's always just been in a chair, and being able to race and be a part of a team is something he never thought he was going to be able to do, but it's given him the confidence to know that he can do anything that he wants to be. He'd love to work with law enforcement later on as a career. So he's a really cool guy, really inspiring. I got to hang out with him yesterday over in Sayous Law, Florence. And yeah, he's competing later tonight. He's going to be in the 100 at 5:30 and the 400 at right before 6 o'clock. And he was telling me he has an arch rival who goes to David Douglas, and he is very excited to try to beat him today. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's an awesome story. Last week, the Pac-12s, you covered, before we get to the details, having grown up in the Bay Area, went to journalism school at USC. Obviously, you covered a bunch of sports, including the Olympics. I'm just curious as to how much you followed track and field before you got here. Is it something you've always been in tune with? Or, like many of us who relocate to Eugene, has it been kind of a new experience seeing how passionate people are about the sport here?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you can cover track and field anywhere else in the world, but nothing is going to compare to covering track and field at Hayward. I mean, that's like watching an NFL game go on. I mean, the environment, the crowd, everything is just absolutely unreal, and nothing can prepare you for that. I mean, having gone to USC, you know, I covered some track there. Growing up watching the Olympics, my dad ran track and field in high school, and, you know, he was a big guy about that in college. So, you know, I always watched it. I loved watching it. But, yeah, nothing compared to coming here to Eugene. And, you know, I remember my first time really covering track in terms of, you know, it was the Prefontaine Classic about 2 years ago, and it was absolutely unreal. I mean, it's such a special event to begin with because, you know, the Pre has just so many great athletes from everywhere competing in it. But Hayward, Eugene, track town, definitely a special place, and covering track is so much fun to do.
I was talking with Kristen Rogers of KEZI. I know on social media you sometimes don't get tone or mood, but I was following your Twitter feed as the Pac-12s moved along last weekend. The way things finished, the sprints with Kyrie King pulling off the double, the women sweeping the 100, 9 straight years both the men and women won the conference. Is there any ho-hum, business as usual, or was the crowd and the team buzzing?
Oh, I think the crowd is for sure buzzing. You know, track town fans always love to see that, especially the hometown Ducks. The team was kind of business as usual, and I think it's because they just have their sights set on something so much larger than a conference championship, which is so interesting to think about. You know, they are really focused on making sure that, you know, they continue the streak and they continue the sweep. And, you know, they said that they were, you know, pushing themselves because they see their teammates pushing themselves and they want to do well for their team, even though track can be an individual sport. And that was really awesome to see. But at the same time, these guys knew in the back of their minds they have NCAAs. They have bigger dreams that are just around the corner.
Now, you posted about Edward Cheserek. It seems like rain, sun, alien invasion. He's unstoppable. he even threw in the umbrella emoji. He took the 10K in that crappy weather. You witness another dominating performance. So to what he had to say about, I guess, where he keeps all his trophies, what kind of a finish was that to his conference career, obviously, with the NCAAs to come.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, you talk about the weather being bad. Unless you were there, I can only try to paint the picture as just sheets of rain coming down for pretty much the entire 10K. I mean, I was, you know, I was upset because my shoes were soaked through, and I was sitting underneath a tent. I mean, that rain was horrible, and, I mean, Chesrick just dominated. There's no other way to put it. He just, that was all him pretty much the entire way. We knew he was going to take home another title. But I asked him in, you know, the way I wanted to see if this was different, if how it felt, and so I was like, so, you know, another Pac-12 championship, another title, and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't have a place to put this anymore. He said that he was starting to run really low on space at his home to put up all his trophies and titles. So that is only a problem I think Edward Chesnarek and a few other athletes can truly appreciate.
Yeah, I'm sure most who participate would love that problem. I know you're a big tennis fan. Recently, officials at the French Open denied their two-time champ Maria Sharapova a wild card entry. Obviously, she got suspended for PEDS, and now she announced she'll go through qualifying when Wimbledon rolls around. But your thoughts, kind of, does she have to earn her way back because that's a serious violation? Or once she's been cleared as a former champ, should she be extended that invite? Well, what's your read on all this?
No, I mean, unfortunately, I do think she has to earn her way back. You know, it is a tough situation because she is such a big name. And I mean, even, you know, growing up myself, I, you know, remember watching her win her first major. And just, you know, I loved watching you know, Shaza play. And so it's really hard now to be in that position where, you know, you have a fan base of, to be honest, a lot of women, too, who really want to see her succeed. But, yeah, you do have to go back through and you do have to prove yourself. And what was unfortunate was after the news about the French Open, she was playing in Rome, and immediately kind of, you know, I think she withdrew because of an injury, she said, but more than anything, that happened just, you know, a few hours because, you know, clay is kind of done for her. You know, clay season is running up to the French Open, and, you know, pulling out from Rome, that's big. I mean, I think you are going to have to see her try to prove herself and get back into it. But I thought her pulling out of Rome was probably the most disappointing thing about all of it.
Talking to Kristen Rogers, KEZI. All right, let's get to softball. After an historic start, they had a little roadblock. Then they finished like banshees, swept Florida State. Then the road sweep at Stanford, and obviously they landed here. KEZI posted conversations with Jenna Lilly, who seems to be coming around, the super frosh Maggie Ballin. So from those you spoke with, the mentality heading in, just loaded with confidence, or in this kind of format, maybe more cautious optimism?
I would say a little bit of both, to be honest. I mean, this team has been very open that when Coach Mike White challenged them to come up with their mentality and the identity of this team, they called themselves scrappy. And it's true. I mean, if you look at this team, they're getting runs, but they're not maybe the most beautiful runs. They're, you know, they're ugly, but they're scoring and they're able to win. And I think that also is part of the fact that they're a young team. I mean, you talk about super fresh Maggie Ballin. Well, there's also Miranda Ellis and Mia Camuso and Shannon Rose. I mean, there's a lot of freshmen that are starting on this team that have never been in this postseason environment yet. So, you know, for them, there's probably those little bit of nerves coming into tonight against Illinois Chicago. But at the same time, I mean, this is a confident team. They know they can win. There are people on this team that know that they can, you know, move on to the super regionals and hopefully further. So I think it's going to be good. It's kind of like everything's starting over. Mike White has said that once you get to the postseason, everything is brand new. You know, they've never seen Illinois Chicago before. They have to go out and have scouting reports, but you know, their goal was to get a national seed, so they knew they could be at home at regional. And I know that the fans over at the Dane are going to make sure that Oregon is moving on to super regionals too.
All right. Well, so we covered a lot. Looks like the weather will behave much better this weekend. A lot happening.
Yeah.
As always, I like to close with what can we expect to see from you and your KEZI crew as this weekend moves along?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm going to have a lot more from OSAA's. I'll be over at softball later tonight as well. Softball tomorrow, and trying to soak up as much weather as I possibly can.
All right. KR, always a pleasure. Follow her on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. You have a fabulous weekend, and as always, we look forward to speaking soon.
You too. Talk to you later.
Bye.